Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to a podcast from the South China Morning Post.
I firmly believe that the Sara Lee pound cake is the Asian-American equivalent of Marcel Proust's Madeleine. In his novel, In Search of Lost Time, the French writer used the Madeleine cake as a way of describing something so ordinary that you forget about it. But once someone mentions it, memories come flooding straight back.
I carried to my lips a spoonful of the tea in which I had let soften a bit of Madeleine. But at the very instant, when the mouthful of tea mixed with cake crumbs touched my palate, I quivered, attentive to the extraordinary thing that was happening inside me. A delicious pleasure had invaded me, isolated me, without my having any notion as to its cause. It had immediately rendered the vicissitudes of life unimportant to me, its disasters innocuous, its brevity illusory, acting in the same way that love acts, by filling me with a precious essence. Or rather, this essence was not merely inside me, it was me.
Food just has that extraordinary power, regardless of prestige. It struck me as I ate up the A24 hit show, Beef, starring Asian-American icons Steve Yeun and comedian Ali Wong.
You started this.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, you're the one who backed into me like a psycho.
You're the one that flipped me off all roided out and
The series is full of subtle culinary references that really hit home for those they are aimed at. The obvious tropes include hilarious homages to singing rice cookers. In this case, it trills a Kelly Clarkson hit.
그 노래가 좀 희한하네.
아빠, it's the best song of the 21st century.
There's also the comforts of instant noodles. Nongshim Shin Ramyun naturally receives a pointed cameo. And the soul-restoring properties of Seolleungtang, or Korean beef bone broth. However, a real cultural moment hits unexpectedly when Steven's character, Danny, arrives at the flat of his con artist cousin Isaac's, sheepishly holding a distinctive tinfoil box in his hand as a peace offering.
Just going to prison for the both of us. And that's what you brought? Sara Lee pound cake?
I just made a quick stop.
Whatever, cut this shit up. Thick slices, put in the microwave for 15 seconds.
It is surprisingly discerning culinary advice from a disaster of a human being. I'd hazard that this seemingly throwaway exchange between the cousins did not go unnoticed by the Asian diaspora, who, for one reason or another, grew up on dense, buttery slices of Sara Lee pound cake in the 1980s and 90s.
Here's another old-fashioned fresh-baked favorite. It's pound cake. And you know who serves up an incredible number of slices? That would be Sara Lee. That's right.
Ubiquitous and unconditionally loved. It is a freezer section staple, instantly recognizable by its rectangular aluminum tin, cardboard lid depicting slices of pound cake with impossibly perfect crumb and a red ribbon upon which Sara Lee is proudly written. Its packaging promises moist and delicious, ready in 10 seconds. I grew up in Canada, where it seemed that most households would have a Sara Lee pound cake in the freezer, ready for any occasion that called for it. An unexpected guest popping over, or as an easy afternoon snack for your child's classmates.
Have kids coming over? Get out a Sara Lee pound cake, slice it, and spread fresh fruit and whipped cream in layers. And when the kids get there, just take a bow.
My own mother has memories of eating the cake straight from the freezer, bypassing the suggested heating time in the microwave. Likewise, an executive pastry chef of a one Michelin star restaurant in New York, says that ice-cold Sara Lee pound cake was her favorite breakfast food when she was growing up in the United States. Kelly Nam of Jumak Banjum said the cake was special to her because she would actually be excited about breakfast if that was what was being served. Her mom always kept them in the freezer growing up, and so for her, eating them frozen was the way to go. Kelly said she loved peeling the skin and eating it separately too. Even in my early 20s in Hong Kong, I would attend barbecues or potluck parties where someone inevitably would bring a box over as a dessert offering, likely plucked from the chiller at the nearest parking shop at the very last minute. Just like Danny, making a quick stop at the supermarket en route to Isaac's.
Remember, Karen, only get Sara Lee. It's the one with fine quality ingredients.
A friend of mine in Hong Kong had a similar childhood experience. She said it was a birthday party staple. Her family would cube it and put it on plates to serve lots of kids. For another, it made, quote, the best after-school snack. While a few said their mothers would also serve it to them for breakfast. One food writer suggested that the structural integrity of the cake made it the perfect barbecue item to be eaten with grilled pineapple and marshmallows. An outlier simply wrote, I truly hate the texture of this cake. Despite its rather Asian-sounding name, Sara Lee's roots lie in the U.S. city of Chicago, where baker and entrepreneur Charles Lubin bought a small chain of bakeries called Community Bake Shops in 1935. It wasn't until 1949 that Charles introduced the first Sara Lee product, cream cheesecake. He named it after his 8-year-old daughter because he wants every product to be as beautiful and perfect as she is. He also eventually changed the name of the business to Kitchens of Sara Lee.
From the kitchen of the real Sara Lee.
You have 6 people for dinner and no time to do dessert. What do? Take out a real Sara Lee strawberry cheesecake. And when somebody asks, who made this delicious dessert? Look them straight in the eye and say you did, and mean it.
The famous all-butter pound cake came into being in 1951. But it wasn't until he encountered a buyer from Texas who wanted the cakes shipped to him that Lubin realized he needed a way to freeze his baked goods. Lubin designed foil pans that allowed them to bake the pound cake, freeze the pound cake, and ship the pound cake, all in the same container. This saved costs, and by 1953, Sara Lee dominated the U.S. market for frozen baked goods.
Everybody doesn't like something, but nobody doesn't like Sara Lee. But nobody doesn't like Sara Lee. But nobody doesn't like Sara Lee.
Today, Sara Lee, as a brand, is owned by different companies around the world. But for fans in Australia, Southeast Asia, New Zealand, the Middle East, and maybe even Hong Kong, this ubiquitous pound cake may be a little harder to find now. On October 17th, 2023, it all came crumbling down for Sara Lee Holdings Proprietary Limited in Australia, who went under voluntary administration. Until then, the company had been producing Sara Lee products down under since 1971. It was reported that despite high demand, the company had been trading at a loss this financial year and was faced with multiple disruptions to their operations, including supply shortages and strike actions. However, a spokesperson from Vaughan Strawbridge, the company appointed to handle the administration, stated that they were working with Sara Lee's management team and staff to continue operations while they secure the future of the business. They seem confident that there will be plenty of interest from potential buyers that will ensure that Sara Lee frozen dessert fans will not be left hanging or hoarding the last batches of pound cake from the supermarket. But in the worst case, copycat methods to recreate the cake can be found all over the internet. More than 7 million results come up for Sara Lee pound cake recipe. They are a testament to the dessert's hold on bakers and cake eaters around the world. It's not bad for what is essentially a simple mixture of flour, butter, sugar, and eggs. The original pound cake recipe is said to hark back to 18th century Europe, with the name derived from the fact that it called for 1 pound of each ingredient.
So a pound of butter, a pound of flour, a pound of sugar, a pound of eggs.
The first appearance of a pound cake recipe in America is said to be in the cookbook American Cookery, published in 1796. Writer Amelia Simmons implores bakers to use the following. 1 pound sugar, 1 pound butter, 1 pound flour, 1 pound or 10 eggs, rose water, 1 dill, spices to your taste. Watch it well. It will bake in a slow oven in 15 minutes. Back at Jumak Banjum in New York, Kelly explains that she has a repertoire of desserts that are designed to rouse nostalgia or recreate a moment. In one, a sprinkle of pop rocks that sizzle on the palate is perfect 90s fodder. She has not tried recreating Sara Lee pound cake in a fine dining context, but she has used pound cake as a dessert component when she worked at Gregory Marchand restaurant Frenchie in Paris as a way to pay homage to her American background. Kelly says, I feel that some things are better left untouched, which allows it to stay in my memory perfect the way it is.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.